sing that is 25 minutes to 11. 12, yeah, sorry. So I'll make my devotional brief is my point. Sorry, I can't tell time, but I do know when the time is short. So I want to read to you from Matthew's Gospel, and this is not the New International Version. This is the New King James Version, so the language might be a little less familiar, but my point from this is a simple one. Beginning in verse 18 of Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make a public example of her, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. I was thinking this week about that phrase, God with us. And part of what that means, of course, is that God understands our human situation. I don't know what the year 2010 has been like for you, and certainly none of us know what 2011 will be. But we do know that life is full of joy and sorrow, that it has both great rewards and that it brings with it sometimes very painful suffering. And this name that is given to Jesus, God with us, assures us that the Creator of the universe understands human experience. Jesus was with us. He lived a human life. And as our resurrected Lord, he understands what our lives are like. Perhaps this year will be a wonderful one for you, and that is our prayer for everyone. Perhaps this year will be a year of great difficulty, but this name that is given to Jesus, God with us, assures us that whatever lies ahead for you this year, it is not unfamiliar to Jesus. It is not foreign to him. He is God with us. And more than that, this name also indicates that it is not just anyone who's with us. It's not like a celebrity has come and sort of condescended to live a common life. It's not a wealthy person who's chosen to be poor or a famous person who's chosen to be a nobody. It's God who has come to be with us. And so as Jesus comes, he announces, the kingdom of God is here. God has entered into human history. And with him, Jesus brings the reign and the rule and the power and the authority of God right into human life. It means that where there is darkness in this world, God is bringing his light. It means that where people are broken in this world, God can restore. Where there is pain and suffering, God brings comfort and healing. And most of all, it means that God has entered into human history to reconcile us, that we now have an opportunity to be sons and daughters of our Creator, God, that he's welcoming us into his family as God comes to be with us. And as we heard earlier this morning, in very simple terms, It's just necessary for us to receive and welcome in that which God is doing. But God has come near to us, and now it's our opportunity to open our lives to Him. Perhaps this Christmas will be an opportunity for all of us to consider, what does it mean that the Creator of the universe has entered into human history? That there's nothing about our experience that is foreign to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that He's brought with Him the hope of eternal life, the hope of God's intervention into all that is broken and difficult about our lives, and all we need to do is receive it and be open to it. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, it's a huge statement to say that God has come to be with us. We pray that You would grant us faith to receive this truth. We thank You at this time of year for Jesus, who willingly condescended to live a human life. We thank You that we are assured that no matter what we're going through, no matter how difficult perhaps things become, there is nothing that's unfamiliar about human life to Jesus. Lord, we pray that in this coming year, we would be confident that You understand our lives and that You love us, that You want to be with us, that You want to be at the very center of our lives, no matter what we face and go through. Thank You as well for the reminder from Your word this morning that You are God. And Jesus, as You've entered into our experience and lived a human life, You've brought with You the hope and the power and the authority of the very kingdom of God. And so, Lord, we look into our lives where there is darkness. We ask You to bring light. We look at our lives where there is brokenness and ask You to bring healing. Where we're confused, Lord, we ask that You would show us the truth. We pray that You would exercise Your power in our lives, that You would even open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that we might better understand the truth of who You are and how our lives can and must change because You have entered history for us. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.